Hello, this is KP.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello, sir?
No, that's okay. Thank you, though.
It'll be brief, sir. It's a brief survey. I'm mostly about topics like election. For example, the first question does ask, are you a resident of Ohio and over 18 years old?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sir. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sir. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms who or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Say that again.
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Would you say that
Yes.
Okay, sir. Well, a firearm, as you already know, is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container case or a lockbox, or it could be made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. My question is, sir, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Oppose it, okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay, sir. And moving on, thank you for your responses. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requirement that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include is like a lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. What about a lock container or a case? Would you support or oppose that?
There should be no law making me do anything.
Okay.
So
well, in that case,
might answer all the questions.
Okay. Well, in that case, a lock container or a case, sir, would you say you support or oppose that? No?
I support doing that myself.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you said you would support that or oppose it?
I'd support that.
Okay, what about a lock box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Would you support or oppose that?
Fine if it's not a law.
Okay, sir, well, would you lean in that case more towards supporting it or opposing it?
Probably opposing it.
Okay, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay, a combination lock?
Oppose it.
Okay, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded? Do you feel it should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. And moving on, sir. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, that that's secure, or you feel no, it's not secure?
That would be secure.
Would you like me to read it again? Sir, it says, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel that is secure or you feel it's not secure?
That is secure.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so far for your responses. Moving on. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose that law?
I would oppose it.
Okay. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use a secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I might support that.
Oh, okay. And moving quickly, sir, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support?
I would oppose it.
Oppose it, okay. Moving on quickly, your responses. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge files against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, in terms of your...
I thought you said this was a fast survey.
It is, sir. We're almost done. There's very few questions.
All right.
Thank you so much for your responses. In terms of your personal political party identification, would you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
None of the above.
Huh? But do you lean more to any of them?
I lean more conservative.
All right. And would you say your age is between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64? Over 65?
50, that one, 50 plus.
50 to 64. Okay. Well, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you consider yourself to be white, black, African, American, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Okay, moving on, sir. Regarding your gender, even though I know the answer to this, would you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Okay. And that completes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses.
Okay.
Your feedback was so helpful. Have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.